In the lead up to NAIDOC Week in July, we're celebrating the leadership, the love, the compassion of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. We're putting the focus on them as keepers of culture, as guardians of the family, as strong role models and highly successful people in fields as diverse as football and activism. Our guests have been talking about the women who've inspired them and led the way from La Perouse in Sydney to the Gulf of Carpentaria. Today, we meet the granddaughter of a staunch activist who did everything she could in her lifetime for the welfare of others, despite crushing personal loss, the removal of her three children.
Oh, so many incredible women.
She was one of those people who was before her time.
You know, it's just the little things, you know, the impact that she had on me as a child.
It was like I had two mums.
NAIDOC 2018, celebrating the leadership of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women.
My Nana, Pearl Gibbs, had an enormous influence on my life. And she'll never know that, because she's never seen it. Pearl was a maverick. She was one of those people who was before her time. She did stuff that, wow, people hadn't thought of. When she was engaged with the 1938 Forum, the 1938 Commemoration Day, she was one woman who spoke at that day and gave passionate pleas about getting things right for Aboriginal people in the name of social justice and equity. She did amazing things like set up the Aboriginal Australian Fellowship with Faith Bandler in the early 1950s. That was unheard of, to have white fellas and black fellas working together. Other things that she did, she worked towards getting Aboriginal men, women and children counted in the census, rather than being counted as horrible words like mixed race or half-caste or quadroon or octoroon on the registers of missions and reserves and stations. She worked with people who were in the arts. She worked with historians, with writers, with authors, with people of influence in the mainstream space, and giving them messages that they could carry on further. She worked with the feminist movement in terms of getting her message through about Aboriginal people and the plights, the poor circumstances that people were living in. She worked with the unions. She had a network that probably surpasses any kind of social media network that you could poke a stick at in 2018. She was so well networked that she could pick up the phone and dial prime ministers. She was so well networked that she was asked to talk on radio as the first Aboriginal woman. But above all, apart from being a bit of a maverick and a networker, she was also a social salesperson. She was a salesperson for social justice. I mean, all those three things. When I read something like Malcolm Gladwell's book called Blink, when I read Malcolm Gladwell's book called The Tipping Point, she had all those three ingredients to get a social message and put it on fire and get it out into the space. Wow. And she did all this without modern technology, all this without Facebook, without social media or any of the tricks we have up our sleeve today. So we're coming up to NAIDOC Week, and one of the things that's most important about Pearl's impact on Australia and on me is that we can celebrate cultures and that we can be part of it. Whilst I didn't grow up in a reserve or a mission or one of those spaces that isolated Aboriginal people from their families and their communities, I had the opportunity to grow up in a different Australia, isolated and cut off from that. And with NAIDOC Week, that gives me a chance every year to go and connect and reconnect with people in the Aboriginal space, and then work out, wow, how can I continue more in the mainstream space? I see a lot of my work with Pearl's message is actually working in the mainstream space. How can we get people to pick up simple little things like building relationships that cost time, but time is the value, not money? How do we shift the emphasis from the social jobs, housing, to getting people to have relationships so those things become a pathway to getting those things? That for me, the goal is about relationships with people, and you can't do that. You can't do the housing and the jobs, the education, until we've got relationships, and it comes back to that human-to-human level. Pearl was enormously successful at that. Yeah, she was a little crusty, but she was well known for getting her message across. And the things that I've learned from her is that, yes, I've got her charm and I've got her persuasion, but I've also got a responsibility to keep on doing what she's doing. Otherwise, that it falls between the gaps. She inspires me to open the space for dialogue, for trust, for connections. And I see that as one of the biggest bridge builders between Aboriginal and other Australians, is opening the space to make the connection. I had no idea that one of the things that I could do until I'd done it was actually stand as a trainer in front of a group of people and do my job well at communicating information to people. I mean, I've been a trainer for 35 years. And I never quite realised that I was channeling Pearl in terms of her gifts. I mean, she was the first person to stand and deliver at the Domain. And yet, for the last 35 years, I've been standing and delivering in my professional life as a professional consultant, trainer, coach. Whilst I didn't know that she was in that space doing those things, I think it's in the gene pool that allows me to do those things. As far as I know, I'm the only one in my family that's doing the training and the education, but also working at trying to persuade people to consider doing things differently within the Aboriginal space. I guess I owe my capacity to take on stuff and push the boundaries, because she was a bit of a rebel. And I could be described as one of the black sheep in my family. But she took risks, and I take a lot of risks in training and doing things, just having my own business. I'm the only one in my family that has been running a self-employed business for the last umpteen years. I think one of the things that is quite amazing is that Pearl was, she was a bit of an outlier. She was dissatisfied with the mainstream system as well as what was happening inside the Aboriginal system. And for her, her issues were around sometimes she wasn't black enough for the Aboriginal community. I guess colour isn't everything, but I take courage from what she does in being able to walk in both spaces. And I see that as a position of responsibility, and it's not something I take lightly. But I realise that for growing up in the mainstream system, I need to be careful and respectful how I walk in the Aboriginal system and vice versa. I learnt from Pearl that it takes decades to get things moving, and it's slow. And I've learnt that I can't rush things. So in many ways, she holds a mirror to me when I look at her sometimes and I think, oh, how did she do that? And if we go back to the fact that she was an outlier, she was also a loner. She kept to herself and she was isolated from many people at a personal level, but she was connected with many people at a professional level, and her activism was her professional stuff. Whilst I haven't chosen to be isolated, I am a bit of a loner, but I like to think that I can connect with the people who are the movers and shakers to make things happen. I've never been a particular groupie in terms of one group or another, and I guess I'm more likely to be, if I was going camping, I'd camp on the outskirts of a main tent site rather than being in the middle. One of the things that, and it really takes me with Pearl and her space, is that she didn't have to be the centre of attention. And the centre of attention is, I'm happy being that in the training room or the coaching room, but outside that, it's kind of like, holy dooly, that's not me. But what she did is that she gave people bullets to fire. She gave people the permission to take her message onto the next step and to spread it around. And I think that's one of the things I'm particularly good at is giving people confidence in themselves, giving people permission to carry on, giving people the idea that they can do it. And I don't have to be the boss or the centre to do it. So in some way, she gives me the inspiration to draw out people's strengths and work out, well, how do you go and do that and spread the word?
NAIDOC 2018, celebrating the leadership of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women.
Annie Druitt, an intercultural trainer and workplace coach, and the granddaughter of the activist Pearl Gibbs. And that was for our NAIDOC series, Because of Her, which is the theme of NAIDOC this year. Because of her, I can. Because of her, we can.